But first we turn to Cajun blues guitarist Tab Benoit, who spent the aftermath of the hurricane playing benefits to raise money for Louisiana residents. His CD, Voice of the Wetlands, was presciently produced a year before Katrina to call attention to the plight of the vanishing buffer between the city and the sea. Welcome to Living on Earth, Tab.
How you doing?
Now, your hometown is Houma,
yeah,
Louisiana?
Houma, Louisiana, yeah.
You were born there?
Yeah, I've been there all my life.
So you get around with boats or bateau, whatever? And
well, you used to. My grandparents used to catch a boat. They call it the school skiff, you know, and that's how they got to school. I remember when they were telling us about it, I guess I just had a picture in my mind, you know, and I asked them, was it yellow? Did it have the little stop signs on the side of it?
So tell me a bit about what life was like for you coming up. I want to hear, you got kids, by the way?
Yeah, one.
When he or she gets a bit older, what's the story you're going to tell him from your childhood you want him to know?
Well, I hope I'll be able to show him, you know. We grew up on a bayou, first of all. We didn't grow up, like, in a neighborhood where you could walk to your buddy's house. So to kind of get away from your parents and go explore your own, you know, your own life, would go back into the marsh and into the swamp and learn a lot of things. I learned so much about life from being out there. You know, seems like every square foot there's something moving. I mean, it's alive and you feel it and it gets into you. I mean, that's where I learned so many things about myself and that's where I get my inspiration from. So hopefully, you know, I'll be able to bring him out there and let him feel the same things. Because I think that's one thing that we tend to get away from, and we tend to believe that we as humans are the top of the food chain. But if you go out and stand in the middle of a swamp in the summertime without a weapon in your hand, guess what? You're not the top of the food chain anymore, you know? Not all that long ago, I was walking back there without a weapon, and I'd taken half a step right over a called-up snake, and a pretty good-sized one at that. And so I'm standing with one foot in the air, hovering over a water moccasin, you know? And I'm pretty far back in the woods, in the swamp, by myself.
So there you are. Your leg is in the air. You decide you better not move. And what did the snake say to you?
The snake said, hey, you know, don't worry, man. I ain't gonna bite you. You're okay. You're all right, you know. I don't smell any gunpowder. You ain't got a knife on you.
So there you are, very much of the Louisiana wetlands, and you decide to produce a CD. I think you call it Voice of the Wetlands. And you originally produced this to raise money and raise awareness about the loss of wetlands in Louisiana. And what, on the CD, Dr. John is there and Big Chief Monk Boudreau. Those are a few of the musicians who recorded the CD with you. Could you play something off the CD for us?
Oh, sure, good. This is a Doug Kershaw song that me and Waylon Thibodeau plays the fiddle on this on the album. A great song. Kind of a Louisiana, good old Louisiana standard, you know. Well, at birth, Mom and Papa called a little boy Ned. Raise him on the banks of a riverbed. Houseboat tied to a big tall tree. Home for my mama and my papa and me. The clock strikes three, Papa jumps to his feet. Already mama's cooking Papa something to eat. At half past, Papa, he's ready to go. He jumps in his Piro going down the bayou. Got the fishing line across the Louisiana River. Gotta catch a big fish for us to eat. Setting traps in the swamp, catching anything he can. Gotta make a living, he's a Louisiana man. Gotta make a living, he's a Louisiana man. Muskrat high, hanging about a dozen. Even got a lady making muskrat cousin. Got a mouth drying in a hot, hot sun. Tomorrow Papa's gonna turn him into mana. They call Mama Rita and my daddy Jack. And little baby brother on the floor, that's Mac. Brent and Lynn are the family twins. Big brother is on the bayou fishing. The river flows, Papa's great big boat. And that's how my Papa goes into town. Takes up every bit of night and day to even reach the places where the people stay. Got a fishing line across the Louisiana River. Gotta catch a big fish for us to eat. Setting traps in the swamp, catching anything he can. Gotta make a living, he's a Louisiana man. Gotta make a living, he's a Louisiana man.
Hey, that's all right.
Thank you, man. And thank Doug Kershaw for that one.
Now, what were the holidays like when you were growing up? How did you celebrate?
We celebrate similar to, I guess, other places in the country. Maybe the food's a little different, you know. My favorite gumbo is that a day after Christmas, you take the turkey and make gumbo with that, with what's left over of the turkey. That's still the best gumbo around.
And I guess when you were a kid, there was a poem that was pretty common in households in Louisiana around Christmas time, the Cajun version of The Night Before Christmas?
Yeah, I used to hear this a lot from my grandparents as a kid. It's been a while since I've heard it, but I'll give it my best shot. 'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, they don't a thing pass, not even a mouse. The children been nestled, good snug on the floor, and Mom passed the pepper through the crack in the door. Then Mama in the fireplace done rolls up the ham, stir up the gumbo, and bake the yam. Then out to the bayou, they got such a clatter, make sound like old Boudreaux done fall off his ladder. I run like a rabbit, I got to go to the door, trip over the dog, and fall on the floor. As I look out the door into the light of the moon, I think, man, you crazy, or I got old too soon. 'Cause there on the bayou, when I stretch my neck stiff, there's 8 alligator, and they pullin' a skiff. And little fat drover with a long poling stick, I know right away, got to be old St. Nick. More faster and faster, the gators they came. He whistle and he holler, and he called them by name. Hey, Gaston, hey, Tibor, hey, Pierre, Orsay, G. Ninette, G. Suzette, Celeste and Renee. To the top of the porch, to the top of the wall. Make crawl, alligator, and be sure y'all don't fall. Like Taunt Flo's cat, through the treetop he fly. When the big old hound dog come run himself by. Like up the porch, them old alligators climb. With the skiff full of tar and St. Nicholas behind. Then to the top of the porch roof, it sound like the hail. When all them alligator done sat down their tail. Then down the chimney, I yell with a bam, and St. Nicholas fall, and he sit on the yam. Sacre, he exclaim, my pant got a hole. I done sat myself on them red hot coal. He got on his foot, and he jumped like a cat, out to the floor where he land with a splat. He was dressed in muskrat from his head to his foot, and his clothes was all dirty with ashes and soot. His sack full of plaything he threw on his back. He looked like a burglar, and that's for a fact. His eyes, how they shine. His dimple, how merry. Well, maybe he drank the wine from the blackberry. His cheek was like a rose. His nose like a cherry. On second thought, maybe he lap up the sherry. With his snow-white chin whiskers and quivering belly, he shook when he laughed like them strawberry jelly. Put a wink in his eye and a shook of his head. Make my confidence that I don't got to be scared. He don't do no talking. He go straight to his work. He put playthings in a sock and he turned with a jerk. He put both his hands down on top his head. Cast an eye to the chimney and then he done said, with all that fire and them burning hot flame, me ain't going back by the same way that I came. So he run out the door, and he climbed to the roof. He ain't no fool him, for he make one more goof. He jump in that skiff and crack his big whip, and them gators move down, and they don't make a slip. As I hear him shout loud, as a splashing he go, Merry Christmas to all, till I saw y'all some more.
Oh, Tad Benoit, that's amazing. The Cajun version of The Night Before Christmas. I wonder if Clement Moore knew what he started with that poem. And it sounds like a great tradition to have when you were a kid there on the bayou. We'll have more stories and music from Tad Benoit just ahead. And Chef Susan Spicer will cook up some holiday comfort food, New Orleans style. Stay tuned to Living on Earth. It's Living on Earth. I'm Steve Curwood, and welcome to our Christmastime special, Louisiana Longing. Blues guitarist, Cajun blues guitarist, Tab Benoit is back with me now. How you doing, Tab?
All right.
So, Tab, when I think Cajun country, I think history, the story of the French-speaking people called Acadians who were forced out of Nova Scotia by the British and their journey to the Louisiana Bayou to join the French colony there. Tell me a bit about how Cajun culture got the blues.
Well, first of all, if you go back and listen to the traditional Cajun songs and translate the lyrics, those are the saddest songs in the world. It seems like, you know, all these songs are about somebody dies, and a lot of times it's like a kid or, you know, a guy's wife. And if you listen to the way that they're singing, I mean, the traditional Cajun voice, it's like a cry, you know, it's like crying out. You know, that's blues. It comes from the feelings, the bad feelings that we have, and trying to fight your way through it by using music, you know. Everybody kind of lists the things that we're losing right now by all this destruction in South Louisiana, but, you know, nobody seems to be mentioning the music and the culture and the food. I mean, Lord, the only real ethnic American food is Cajun food. It was born right here. And, you know, just the cultural things I find have been kind of pushed aside like they never existed, you know. I mean, this music went worldwide and changed the music of the world. I mean, how important is that, you know?
Before you have to go, Tab, I wonder if you could play us another song.
I sure could try. My sadie, she has left me for good. After I gave her my love for so long, she's out there with somebody new, and I just can't sit here alone, no, no, but it's so hard to drive with these tears in my eyes, and it takes a long time to get to Baton Rouge, and all I want is to hear old Ralph O'Neill sing my song. Lord, when a Cajun man gets the blues, when I'm feeling the weight of the water, Lord, I know that there's blues in the quarter. If I could hold back my tears and make it there, I'd be all right. But I might need you, New Orleans, every night. And I don't know where I'd be without you. When you've been there for me all a while, from Lafayette to Thibodeau to Lake Charles, hey, from Cocodrie to Ticayu to Grand Isle. Now when I'm feeling the pain, the bayou's calling my name, and that's an offer that I can't refuse. I say it's hard to miss you, Louisiana. Lord, when a Cajun man gets the blues, I say it's hard to miss you, good old Louisiana. Oh, when a Cajun man got the blues.
That was great. That was really just terrific.
Thank you, man.
Tab Benoit, that must be the song that you play when you want to bring the house down.
I tell you, that's the place where I wrote that song, The House Is Down. You know, I wrote that out of my camp, and it's flattened and leveled by the tidal surge from Hurricane Rita. So it's always meant a lot to me, you know, it's that song in particular, because I think it was just a matter of... you know, my heart speaking out as to how I felt about where I live and where I come from, and trying to put all of it into perspective, not just for everybody else, but for myself, you know. So it's a very special song to me, and it's actually a hard one to sing right now, you know, and a hard one to play. It's not that easy to jump into it, but it's more important than it's ever been, you know, and... it's just an example of the kind of things that we don't want to give up on, and the things that we want to try to preserve, and the things that we want to try to say and be honest about, you know. It's just basically getting your heart out there and being naked to the world and letting everybody see your true self and what you're about, you know. And songs have a way of doing that.
Indeed. With me has been Cajun blues guitarist Tab Benoit. Tab, it's been really great having you. Thanks so much for coming on the show.
No problem. Thanks for having me. It's great to talk to y'all, and I hope we get to do some more of these things, you know. We make a good gumbo.